This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So Jurhum came with their cousins. The cousins are called Banu Qatura. So over time, Ismail alayhi salam had children. We looked at the story a bit last week. And the scholars say he had 12 children. The oldest one was Nabit. So after Ismail alayhi salam died, Nabit was in charge. The succession of the leadership of Mecca went to Nabit. But because they don't have the numbers, Jurhum slowly, as the next generation came, they took power from the children of Ismail, and Nabit was sent out. And basically the two tribes of Jurhum, which is Jurhum and Banu Qatura, controlled Mecca. And the house of Allah has been built because Ibrahim alayhi salam came to build it. We discussed this last week. And the Hujjaj would come because, Allah Rabbul Izzah told him, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ. Declare the Hajj, people will come. And subhanAllah, this house is a beacon. When the call is made, people from far and wide come to the house. So they would come, but Jurhum, if they entered from top of the city, they would have to pay the king of Jurhum. And if they came from the bottom of the city, they would have to pay their cousins, Banu Qatura. And Banu Qatura and Jurhum, after a while, had an argument. And they decided to have a battle. There's a mountain a little bit outside of Mecca called Fadih. They had a mountain, they had a battle there in which Jurhum destroyed Banu Qatura. And then they became the overall kings of Mecca. So whoever came paid homage to them, whoever came paid money to them, and so on and so forth. So time passed, and the next generation, and slowly down, they lost the respect of the house. It became almost an enterprise, a business. And the Arabs, sensitive creatures. So So Jurhum originally are from Yemen. They are called Qahtanis. So Arabs are broken into two main categories. There's the what we call ancient Arabs, who come from Qahtan and come from the remnants of the times of Ad and Thamud, the tribes of that time. So that lineage is Qahtani. And there was a problem in Yemen. From there, they say there was a natural disaster there. They traveled out and they came and settled in Mecca, and then from there they came inside Mecca. The other branch are Arabs of New. So they're people that essentially married into these tribes, like the children of Ismail alayhi salam, and later on they're called Adnani Arabs, or people that come from the children of Adnan. So Jurhum, over the years, over the centuries, like the children of Ismail are at a distance, and Jurhum is doing what the rest of the peninsula see as wrong. And the pinnacle of their wrong was an amazing incident. There were two, let's use the word, lovers in Mecca, and they couldn't find any place to be alone. So they decided, we will be alone inside the Kaaba. So they went inside the Kaaba and thought of being indecent, or were indecent. So as a punishment, Dhul Arsh al-Majid and Fa'alu lima yurid turned them to stone on the spot. So these two lovers are called Isaf and Naila. Isaf and Naila. So Allah turned them to stone. So Jurhum saw the stones inside the Kaaba. So that it becomes a lesson to the people, they took it out and placed it outside the house. And over time, people started to pay homage to these idols, and a remnant of idol worship started in Mecca. And later on, they put one in Safa and one in Marwa, and all, essentially their worship had kind of started. And at the same time, they were being difficult to the Hujjaj. So therefore, Allah Rabbul Izzah ended their reign. And two other tribes rose up against them. One is Khuza'a, and the other one is the children of Bakr, Banu Bakr, and Khuza'a. So they came to attack Jurhum, and Jurhum realized that the game is up, we will lose. So they decided that if we bury Zamzam, they will come here and be here for a little while, then there will be no water, they'll have to leave, and we'll come and take out Zamzam again. So the attack happened, and Jurhum put the big treasures, like there was golden gazelles, you know, because people are coming, there was a lot of wealth in Mecca. They buried the treasures inside Zamzam, put rocks and stones and dust and sand on it, and they covered Zamzam. They were driven out. Khuza'a eventually took over the place. This is the next tribe that will reign here. And when Khuza'a took over, you know, they searched, they couldn't find Zamzam. They dug other wells and they got water from other wells, but Zamzam was lost. And in this time of Khuza'a, and Khuza'a became, you know, a big powerhouse here. One of their leaders, Amr ibn Luhay, you know, they say he had 20,000 camels. 20,000 camels, a lot of people. If he had 20,000, you understand, a lot of camels, a lot of wealth. And he was very accomplished as a leader, and he traveled a fair bit. And in his travels towards Bilad al-Sham, he saw people worshipping idols. And he asked them, what are these? So the man told him, if you want rain, they will give you rain. If you want help, they will give you help if you do this. So this miskin saw their civilization, because they live on green pastures and life is very good in the Levant. So he thought that this is the secret. So he brought Hubal back with him and he placed it in front of the Kaaba, and he ordered people to worship it. So idol worship started sometimes inside Khuza'a's reign. And the Prophet talks about him, about Amr. He said, I saw him in Jahannam, and he was dragging his intestines on the floors of Jahannam, because he brought out shirk in the house of Allah Rabbul Izzah. So this continued the reign of Khuza'a, and the children. So with Khuza'a, there's a difference of opinion. Some people say they're Qahtani Arabs, they came from Yemen, and others of them went to settle in other parts, like, you know, towards Sham and Iraq and those places. This group of them was left behind, and they use the word in Khaza'u, you know, they were left behind, so they say Khuza'a is from this. And those who say this are people like Qaqashandi and, you know, others of the people that are scholars of history. But Ibn al-Hazm, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and others say, no, they are Adnanis. They are from the descendants of Ismail. And they got sick of the way, you know, Jurhum was behaving. So they took over the city. So they stayed in there, but understand this, from the 12 children of Ismail, the Prophet ﷺ is not from Nabit. He's not from the oldest son. He's from Qidar. Qidar is one of the other children of Ismail, and Adnan comes from this lineage. So the actual lineage of the Prophet ﷺ, who will be known as Quraysh, are at the outskirts. They have no authority and power in Mecca. Until one of them, one of their legendary leaders, please remember the name, his name is Qusay, or his title is Qusay. His actual name is Zayd, but the title Qusay, as in someone who was brought up away from his family. You know, someone far or chucked aside So this is Qusay,